This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Rex Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, date of birth 12/25/1946. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Kohler with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and COPD. His last visit was July 30th, 2024. Since his last visit, he did have an aortic bypass done with some stents placed in Lansing. And he also had a very bad fall with multiple fractures. He was standing and then got extremely dizzy, and then he fell and really got injured. Multiple fractures, and they weren't able to determine the etiology of the fall or why he got dizzy and fell. So now he's got a loop recorder in place to help determine if it's a cardiac arrhythmia that caused the fall or something else. And he's feeling better today. His weight is stable, he is able to drive. Nothing happens while he's sitting. It was only while he was standing that the dizziness occurred and then the fall and the syncope episode. No current chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea. He does smoke, however, and has not been able to quit, and it's a non-productive cough that he has. He does have diarrhea intermittently without blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he does have obstructive sleep apnea and uses a CPAP machine faithfully. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. He's on warfarin for anticoagulation, and his Lipitor was increased from 40 milligram daily to 80 milligram at bedtime. And he's also on Losartan, 100 milligram daily, and Bisoprolol, 2.5 milligram once daily, and other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 220 pounds, and blood pressure was 171 over 75 at home. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/21 of 24. Creatinine is 1.42 with estimated GFR of 51, calcium 9.1, sodium 136, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 20, albumin is 3.8. His last hemoglobin was done 12/20 of 24. It was 11.4, normal platelets, and his white count was elevated. It was 15.4. He believes he was having an episode of diverticulitis when those labs were checked. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, and we've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. So next labs should be done in March. Two, hypertension, currently higher than we'd like, but he's being monitored by cardiology, and so we will defer to them for blood pressure management at this time. And three, COPD. Of course, smoking cessation is recommended, and the patient is aware. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.